Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, an Irish MEP has confirmed he used artificial intelligence to write a letter to Ursula von der Leyen, the President of the European Commission, urging the EU to deliver more aid to Gaza. The journal.ie reported this morning that Independent Ireland MEP Kieran Mullooly's letter contained a story of a young girl who lives in Rafah, which turned out to be fictional, while at another section, lyrics from the band Swedish House Mafia were used without reference. Kieran Mullooly, MEP for Midlands North West, joins us now to discuss all of this. And Kieran, you're welcome. Can I ask you?
Hi, Sarah. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Did you look at this letter before it was sent? Did you read it?
Yes, I did. For the benefit of your listeners, this story, this letter, has its origin in a one-to-one meeting I had with President von der Leyen in Strasbourg in the European Parliament last year. The day before she looked for presidents, I was asked to go to her office. I asked her why the European Commission and the European Parliament and all the agencies had not moved to stop the slaughter and the bloodshed in Gaza. Even at that stage, Sarah, as you know, there were over 20,000 people dead, men, women and children. And I asked her out straight, particularly my focus was on the international trade agreement, the EU-Israeli trade agreement. I said, why can we not review it? She said to the director that day, I cannot do anything about this. I will never grant on the member state. I don't have those powers. Yeah. Now, in the last 6 months since that letter, since that one-to-one conversation, I have been in correspondence with the president and I have spoken to parliament about the measures she could take to deal with the situation, to actually find out specifically the four or five things she could do without relying on the support of the Council of Ministers. And that's where the frustration started. I did a piece of research without AI, I might add. We started a month ago. We looked at four questions and we used AI. So I should say we did the questions we asked the Commission.
Yeah, I tell you what, Kieran, I'm going to stop you there for a second, just to be fair to you, because your line is going in and out and we can't hear you properly. We'll take a quick break and try to resolve that issue.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Well, Kieran Mullooly, MEP, is back on the line. And Kieran, you were just telling us before the break that you started researching for this letter, I think, 4 months ago is what you were saying.
That's right. We came together, Sarah, and to shorten the story for you, I came up, my team in Brussels worked on this. We were looking for measures that did not include the member states actually agreeing, because that's the problem. That's the frustration in Brussels. You know the attitude of Germany and other states. For a long, long time, we couldn't get even a review of the actual trade agreement. So I set out looking at this issue. I had 25 pages of research put in front of me in the Parliament about 3 weeks ago. And I said to my colleague, I said, I want a summary of this for a letter to von der Leyen. And we used AI at that stage to complete the first part of the letter. So the first part of the letter looks at four questions. It asks for about that specific issue of what the Commission could do itself without going to the member states. It asks about the United Nations, what they could do without the Commission voting out or the Council of Ministers voting out. And I completed that and I used that somewhere. I read every line of it. I looked at the references and I was quite happy with that. So the first half of the letter was generated by AI. The second half of the letter, which you've quoted on and has got most attention today with the Swedish House Mafia reference in particular, was actually composed by a member of my team who read 1,000 emails from people sent to my office on the issue of Gaza. We have received 1,000 emails from people like me, distressed, from people affected on the ground in Gaza, from people who've lost children in their own family. I asked a colleague in the office, Donald is the chap's name, to take it on. He read 1,000 emails and summarised those in what has been described today, I suppose, as fiction, but it's actually written based on some of the information given.
Well, just for listeners, I'll give a couple of the bits of the letter that, as you say, have got the most attention. It tells the story of a 12-year-old girl from Gaza, and you've called her Gazi, and it says, 6 months ago, as shells fell on her northern Gaza neighbourhood, her father gathered her close in his arms and whispered, "Don't worry, little one, Papa will mind you." She believed him then. And then the letter goes on in very similar detail to outline how over the months Gazi comes to realise that her parents can't protect her from the horror of what is happening. And then you ask Ursula von der Leyen in the letter if she would tell Gazi, and again I'll quote, don't you worry, child, see heaven's got a plan for you," which is a quote from a song from the band Swedish House Mafia.
That's right. That's quite right.
And so this is can I ask you firstly, why include a fictional person? Why include Gazi a fictional 12-year-old child when there are so many real children, you're talking about the letters that you're getting, real children with horrendous, tragic stories that we hear on this show every day.
And the stories which I've just said to you that I've been reading across over 1,000 emails over the last number of months, I asked, more than summarising the four questions, I asked my colleague in the office to summarise the real-life stories that are coming through to me. In one of those real-life emails, that line was printed, Heaven's got a plan for you. Don't you worry, Heaven's got a plan for you. Sarah, I had no idea what that was about. I asked a colleague in the office to use AI or any other references to come back to explain to me. I'm afraid I have to be honest with you. Listeners, I'm not a fan of Swedish House Mafia, and it had to be explained to me where it came from. It was included in an email which came to me from Gaza, and to me it summed up when I read it the vulnerability of the children involved, the way their lives had been turned upside down from the comfort of their parents to a situation where we've lost 15,000 children, innocent children.
Ursula von der Leyen, but do you think if Ursula von der Leyen realises that you wrote to her quoting song lyrics about a fictional child in Gaza, she might not take you seriously?
Well, I don't accept that, because when we met one-to-one, as I say, in the European Parliament last year, I asked her specifically to take me seriously at one point. She said, I cannot get you a Council of Ministers vote that will immediately review that agreement and will change things on the ground in Gaza. I asked her to give me an opportunity to prove to her there were legal ways within the rules of the Commission.
I understand that part, Kieran, but then you wrote her a letter about a child that doesn't exist and quoted song lyrics from the band Swedish House Mafia without realising you were doing it. And then you go on to say, you tell another story in your letter about a nurse, and I'll give you that section. It says, and I'm quoting, in a hospital corridor, a nurse lifts her phone above an empty incubator, the torch app, her final lamp. She records a voice note, no signal carries, quote, oxygen ended at dawn, 3 babies left, I can keep them warm, not breathing. I presume that's also a fictional story about this nurse.
This is also based on an email sent to me by a parent of a child in Gaza who made a specific point about the fact that von der Leyen and the European Commission were able to change the life and the fate of people overnight when it came to the issue of the problems we had with regard to the epidemic.
Yeah, and again, Kieran, I do understand that, but why are you writing to the President of the European Commission telling her that a nurse recorded a voice note talking about babies dying when you have no evidence that specific instance happened? And I know there's been loads of really horrendous stories that we've heard in this programme, but that nurse, as far as you're aware, doesn't exist. So why are you writing it in a letter?
And the answer is because numerous people in the course of, say, 1,000 letters had made the point to me that Ursula von der Leyen could flick her switch and save lives by ordering vaccines during the COVID pandemic from the other side of the world. Yet she couldn't move in into a situation. She couldn't. She wasn't in a position to move in and change the lives and the fate of 15,000 children who have died already.
So you don't think it undermines your case, I suppose, because I think a lot of people would agree with the central point of what you're trying, the message that you're trying to get across. But I suppose my question to you is, do you think it undermines your case and your standing to include stories that are not true, that are not based in fact?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so, Sarah, and I'll tell you why. Because in the context of my job in the European Parliament, I know the power I have. I have a 60-second contribution to make in a speech in the European Parliament most of the time. I know the role I have there, and I know what von der Leyen hears and what other commissioners hear. I chose on this occasion to look at the contents of 1,000 emails and ask my researcher to sit down and explain to von der Leyen the humanitarian crisis in the best words I could. And one final point. This is the sixth interview I've done on this today. It seems to me my message has got home to a lot of people at the end of the day.
Can I ask you very finally, will you continue to use AI in your work and in your letter writing and indeed continue to use the method that you've used here, combining countless stories to, I suppose, create fictional characters?
I think the short answer is, in terms of abbreviating or summarising a 45-page document, I will always look at the possibility of using AI to do that. But I will also cross-reference and check the references on that. That's the key aspect of the first element of your question. In terms of the second element, if you get, and like I'm one of only 14 MEPs from Ireland, if you get 1,000 MEPs, it's probably, apart from agriculture and farming, it's probably the big issue in my email box at the moment. You've got to read in front of you. You can't read 1,000 emails in 90 seconds in the European Parliament. You do your best to summarise them and use whatever techniques you can so that the President of the Commission will stand up and say, we have got to take further steps to save lives, particularly innocent and vulnerable children.
Ciara Mullooly, we'll leave it there. Thank you for joining us on the programme.
Thanks, Sarah.